5:45, let me call the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, November 5th, 2007 to order. We will begin the meeting with an invocation led by Pastor Tim Gustafson of Life Changes Community Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance this evening that will be led by Ethan Clanton of Troop 503 from Whittier Elementary. So would you please rise for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge. The pastor here this evening, Vice Mayor, would you please?
Our Father in Heaven, we come before thee this evening at the beginning of this City Council meeting with gratitude in our hearts for this wonderful country in which we live. We're so very grateful for the men and women who across the years have given their time and in many circumstances their lives to protect our freedoms. We pray that we might always be grateful for those things. We ask that this evening we might have wisdom in the decisions that we make. We ask for thy blessings to be upon the residents of this community, that they might desire to look out for each other and to be good citizens. We pray particularly tonight for Daryl Truitt, who is a new member of our City Council, and ask thee to bless him and his family as he has this new assignment. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Ethan, you want to come forward and lead us in the pledge? Right there in front of the mic will work great.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our first item on the agenda this evening is going to be the swearing in of a new council member to fill out an unexpired term, and that is Daryl Truitt. And he is going to be sworn in for the District 5 seat, and it is Arch Ratliff the fourth. And Arch is a 12-year-old, will be doing the swearing in. So if you two gentlemen want to come up here to the mics here in front. And I want to announce that this is the grandson of Daryl, and that the official swearing in took place at the city by the city clerk right after he was selected for that position last Thursday. And this is the ceremony, and we appreciate, Arch, you swearing this in. I think this is the first time we've had a grandson do the swearing in, so congratulations. You're setting a new trend here.
Thank you.
Repeat after me. I, Daryl Truitt.
I, Daryl Truitt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Defend them against all enemies,
and
foreign and domestic.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
Of the office of Council Member District 5.
Of the office of Council Member District 5.
Court of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Very good. Congratulations. The next would be the reading of the consent agenda. That's a good idea. Before everyone leaves, Daryl, did you want to introduce any of the members that were present here today for this? Give them a little recognition.
See, we have my wife Wanda is here. My son Matt is there carrying Christopher. My daughter Dara is there with the video camera. And her children, let's see, Adam and Aaron and Austin and Arch that you met, and the little girl is Angela. And sitting next to Angela is my brother, Rob, and then Wanda's father, Alvin Ripstein is there, and behind him is Shirley, and that's his wife. My mother-in-law, Winnell, is here, and then our friends Norman and Kathy Aubuchon are here, and Matt's wife, Emily, is here, and I think I introduced Christopher. Did I get them all? I think so. That's it.
Good work. Looks
like I think they're going to leave and go to eat. I don't know why they're not going to stay. Watch the interesting business tonight.
Well, thank you all for being here this evening, too. So let's go to item number two, and this will be the reading of the consent agenda.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 3, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 7A, act on liquor license application for Arizona Museum for Youth, Friends Incorporated for one-day charitable event. Item 7B, new beer and wine store license for Midwestern Meats, 4308 East Main Street, number 101. Item 7C, new beer and wine store license for 7-Eleven, 1155 South Country Club Drive. Item 7D, new beer and wine store license for Express Stop, 2755 South Power Road. Item 7E has been continued to the November 19th City Council meeting. Item 8, act on approving changes to compensation package for city auditor. Item 9A, act on 3-year supply contract for Bronzer Water Service valves and fittings, $643,404.84 annually. Item 4B, act on contract for one programmable logic controller system, $51,831.63. Item 9C, act on 3-year supply contract for Alkid thermoplastic striping material, $175,000 annually. Item 9D, act on contract for 5 replacement vehicles, $90,469.55. Item 9E, act on contract for 1 light duty replacement vehicle, $50,910.36. Item 9F, act on contract for 1 light duty truck, $30,582.82. Item 9G, act on contract for 2 Microsoft SQL computer server software licenses, $58,147.08. Item 9H, act on contract for 1 polymerase chain reaction system, $45,578.02. Item 9I, act on contract for 24-inch concrete cylinder pipe water line repair, $179,170.64. Item 9J, act on contract for Keno Junior High pool rehab, $52,696. Item 9L, act on contract for excess liability insurance, $724,399. Item 9M, act on contract for property insurance, $200,000. Item 9N, act on contract for aviation insurance, $154,477. Item 10A, introduce ordinance for November 19th, zoning case 07-101, 9565 East Southern Avenue for retail and office building. Item 10B, introduce ordinance for November 19th, zoning case 07-103, 10309 East Hampton Avenue for 2 hotels. Item 10C, introduce ordinance for November 19th, zoning case 07-104, 922 South Country Club Drive for expansion of dealership. Item 10D, introduce ordinance for November 19th, zoning case 07-105, 7551 East Pecos Road for industrial buildings. Item 10E, introduce ordinance for November 19th, zoning case 07-106, 1137 East Broadway Road for a supportive housing project. Item 10F, introduce ordinance for November 19th, zoning case Z07-107, 8230 East Broadway Road for a rezone. Item 10G, introduce ordinance for November 19th, zoning case Z07-108, 9621 East McKellips Road for a rezone. Item 10H, introduce ordinance for November 19th, amend Mesa City Code regarding deferral of off-site improvements. Item 11A, act on resolution to extinguish public utility easement at 2129 East Madera Avenue. Item 11B, act on resolution to dedicate a public utility easement at 2745 North Greenfield Road. Item 11C has been deleted. Item 11D, act on resolution to provide funding for selected traffic enforcement programs. Item 11E, act on resolution for landscape and irrigation maintenance along Red Mountain Freeway, $27,354. Item 11F, act on resolution and design and construction of proposed ITS along Apache Boulevard / Main Street, $240,000. Item 11G, act on resolution for fiscal year 0708 STS program. Item 12A, act on ordinance to amend Mesa City Code regarding traffic modification. Item 12B, act on ordinance CUP 07-001TC 241 East 6th Street for council use permit to expand Salvation Army. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Are there any requests to remove any items that were read into the consent?
No requests to remove items, Mayor.
Okay. Entertain a motion then to consent agenda. All right. I have a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Councilmember Jones for approval of the consent as read. Any council discussion? Please vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes for approval of the consent. The first item to be heard this evening is item number four then, and that is to conduct a public hearing concerning the home rule adjustments to the state expenditure limitation. Do we have any requests to speak on this item?
No request to speak, Mayor. I've just distributed a letter I was asked to send to be part of the record.
All right. We do have some written comments that council can gleam over. Was there anyone that came this evening to address the council on the for the public hearing concerning the home rule adjustment? All right. Seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing portion. And at this time, according to state law, we need to recess the regular council meeting and convene a special council meeting for the purposes of approving a resolution proposing continuation of the state expenditure limitation for the city of Mesa subject to the approval of the voters. So let me go ahead and recess the regular council meeting and convene a special council meeting for that purpose. And the special council meeting has one item, and as I said, that's the take action on the following resolution that is proposing continuation of a state expenditure limitation for the city of Mesa subject to the approval of the voters. Do you have a motion for approval of that resolution? I think they're locked. They're locked out on their machines. If you try again. All right. I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Summers for approval. Any discussion on this item? Tom.
Mayor, I wasn't here at the time that you had this topic on the study session. It was the same study session that the District 5 candidates were interviewed, and so I got a chance to watch the CD, and nothing that was said there has convinced me that the permanent base adjustment is not the preferred way of going, so I will be opposing this motion. It's not that I want to leave the city without an alternative. I just think the permanent base adjustment is a more restrictive one that is more appropriate for our circumstances.
Okay. Any other discussion? Scott.
Thank you, Mayor. I was supporting this the Vice Mayor's motion because I feel that while a permanent base adjustment would work in a city that isn't growing as rapidly as Mesa, I just think that Mesa's, particularly in my district, when we have the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport area surrounding at the DMB property, which is now MPG, we need to have greater flexibility in our fiscal policies in order to match that growth with the expectation of infrastructure needs in that area. In the future, however, when Mesa stabilizes its growth, perhaps we can look at a permanent base adjustment and finance our city that way from that point on. But right now, I don't think it's appropriate. Thank you.
Yeah. I was hoping that I could do a permanent base adjustment and come up with a number. But the number with bond elections that are going to be necessary to do the city to build out the $400 million one that we're contemplating here putting on the next election, and then if there's another one that's required in 5 or 10 years, and as that one's decreasing, it was just hard to get a hold of that number for me. And instead of making one up that was so high that it would have, I might have voted against it myself with the shock of seeing that type of a
jump from where we are today. I wasn't comfortable. I think a future council, after we get into some type of more stable funding source, it will be appropriate to readdress that issue. But I think the next, at least give us some leeway for the next 4 years, the home rule option, in my opinion, was the best way to go. So I will be supporting the motion. Councilmember Jones.
And it's important to note, too, this is not a blank check. We have to have a balanced budget. We can only spend that which we have, and that's already controlled what we have. What it does allow us to do is when we do bond, when we do have grant money come in, when we have unexpected things come up, we're not tied down and limited to do nothing. We're able to spend that which we do have.
Okay. We have a motion and second for approval of the... Yes.
Mayor, I just wanted to remind you, under the Arizona State Constitution, it takes a two-thirds vote for placing this on the ballot, so it would be a 5 votes for an affirmative for the motion to pass.
Okay. All right. Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay, with Councilmember Rawls voting nay. So it does pass. Do we need to adjourn the special council meeting with the motion?
Yes, Mayor.
All right.
Move for adjournment.
All right. Motion and second to adjourn the special council meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Let me go back then to the regular council meeting. I'll call it back to order. And that would put us on item number 5A. And this is take action on the following resolution. This is designating the election date for the primary election on March 11th, 2008, and a general election, if needed, on May 20th, 2008. For the purposes of each election, designating the deadline for voter registration, designating the place and the last date for candidates to file nomination petitions, and deadline for filing arguments for and against ballot measures, and establishing the times that polls will be open. That is the action. Is there a motion for approval on that? All right, I have a motion by Councilmember Whalen, seconded by Councilmember Summers for approval. There's no
speaking
public comment. All right. Any council discussion? All right. Would you please vote? Mike, you want to hit them again? Okay, the vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Item number 6 is to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of petitions for signatures for the following proposed annexation. This is annexation A07-28, District 6. Annexing the north half of the existing and future Germain Road right-of-way between Signal Butte Road and Meridian Road. It's approximately 6.28 acres initiated by the City of Mesa. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
No requests, Mayor.
All right, this is the public hearing. I have a question. Who is going to sign the petitions if it's a road right-of-way? Is it that the north half of the road is a city sign, is a county sign? Where do you get people to sign? Drivers?
the property is still in individual ownership by the property owners. We don't have the right of way there yet. So we will be having the property owners sign the petition.
So it's more than just the right of way that will be street. It's actually.
No, Mayor, it is what will be the right of way, but it's only been an easement to this point, and so it's still in individual ownership.
Okay. All right. It's just a little unusual. Yes. That's a question. Is there a motion for approval of this? Oh, this is the public hearing. My apologies. Let me go ahead then. And was there anyone that came this evening to address the council on this? Let me go ahead and close the public hearing. The next item is on page 6. This is item number 9K. And I have a potential conflict of interest on this one from some ownership interests I have in an asphalt construction business. So I'll turn it over to the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the 20-inch Desert Sage water line on Signal Butte Road and 24-inch Desert Wells water line on Elliott Road. The project will improve water delivery and pressures in the Desert Sage and Desert Wells water pressure zones and accommodate further growth in the area and provide some of the necessary infrastructure for the new South CAP reservoir and pump station. It's recommended that the award go to Spire Engineering LLC for a total award of $674,388, and this funding is available in the utility revenue bond funds. Did anyone request to speak?
There are no requests, Vice Mayor.
All right. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council conversation on this item? All right. Would you please vote? Kyle. Yeah, it's being tricky tonight. All right. The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest.
Okay. Next item's on page 12. That's item 12C. This is zoning case Z07-87 in District 6. The 6555 East Southern Avenue, located north and west of US 60 Freeway and Power Road. This is a special council use permit. And this request will allow the development of a freeway landmark monument sign. Steve Wood, East Mesa Land Partnership, is the owner. Josh Goins, Young Electric Sign Company, is the applicant. Comes forward with a recommendation of 5-1 from P&Z for approval and 7-0 from Design Review Board for approval. This is an issue of freeway landmark signs. I've been consistent in not wanting to exceed the 20-foot height limit of signage throughout the city of Mesa, and have lost this in prior votes, but I still think that if somebody wants good visibility, they should buy land and a lot that has good visibility and not try to compensate by having extra large signage. And it also allows only signage along freeways. So if you happen to have a freeway location, you can apply for a special sign. If you are on Main Street or someplace else, it's not permitted, and I don't agree with that policy. So I will be voting against this. I do have a motion for approval by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Rawls. Any other discussion? Councilmember Truitt.
I just kind of wanted to ask some questions, I guess, of the staff. The way I read this when I skimmed through it is that we have an applicant that's requested something that is different than the guidelines that were adopted, and we have a staff report that also recommended denial. Is that correct?
Mayor, Councilmember Truitt, that's correct.
And just the stated reasons why the staff recommended denial?
Mayor, Councilmember Truitt, the design guidelines do set forth some specific standards that staff is to use in evaluating the request. One of those is the height that's necessary for the sign to be seen for traffic exiting the freeway on the same side. They provide photo simulations of those heights, and you'll find those in your packet starting approximately page 22. When we look at those, it appeared to us that 70 feet was enough to see a majority of the sign and not all the individual tenants. They were requesting 90 feet at the time. The guidelines also establish a maximum size of 750 square feet and they're in excess of 850 square feet. So based on those two items not being consistent with the guidelines, staff recommended denial to the P&Z board. At P&Z board, the applicant brought the sign height down to 80, and with that, the P&Z board felt it was in substantial compliance with the intent of the guidelines and recommended approval on to council.
Thank you. For those reasons, I think I'll be opposing the motion.
Okay. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, if this sign looked like what we're seeing over at the entrance to Mesa in Tempe, I would definitely be voting against it. I'm not amused by those signs. But this one is it looks like a well-designed sign. The freeway at this point is depressed. There are very significant reasons why people need signage now that in order to be competitive in the valley. We are dependent on sales tax here in Mesa. And this is one of those things where if they were in another community, they get this kind of signage. I'm thinking, you know, as much as I hate looking at the design review guidelines on signs, and I would hate to look at those again. Jack just about passed out. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible that we need to look at the ratios again. As I'm seeing some develop, I'm wondering if we need to do a little bit of modification on it. But obviously, planning and zoning board members felt that they had the option of you know, looking at this and assessing it on an individual case basis, and so. For that reason, looking at it, it looks like it's well designed. I will be supporting the motion.
Okay, I do have a blue card by Mr. Carpenter, James. Did you want to address the council, or have you counted votes and you're okay?
Thank you. I'm with Young Electric Sign Company. I just wanted to state that we felt that the compromise from 90 to 80 feet was also, actually it was recommended at 70 feet by staff, and the compromise at 80 feet was very reasonable, and it still makes for an effective sign if it starts going down. The effectiveness for somewhat our client believes to be our major tenants will not really be seen at all from the freeway, and that will affect the business at Superstition Springs. And I just wanted to point out that, you know, we did have support from DRB Design Review and Planning and Zoning. And in addition, in our opinion, I think that we're meeting the intent of the guidelines as they're drafted. I'm not going to go through the justifications. You should have that in your packet, but they're pretty extensive as far as why we feel that it meets the guidelines as established by the city. So I think that's important to note. And I think if it's reduced more, it will affect the businesses that are going to be on that sign in a way that is negative, because it will not be properly viewed. Because the exit on that side of the freeway the sign is on is about 2,300 feet from the sign. That's a long ways. So it really needs this height to be properly viewed. And I just wanted to point that out. There's some existing conditions that contribute, as previously mentioned, to the proposal. So,
okay. Any questions by council?
Thank you very much.
Right. Okay, we have a motion by Council Member Summers, seconded by Council Member Rowles for approval. Councilmember Whalen.
Thanks, Mayor. I just want to quickly explain my vote. I'll be voting in support because I agree with the Vice Mayor that we need to take a look at some minor modifications of the site ordinance. I don't like going against staff's recommendations when we're the ones that set the guidelines. It doesn't make me feel all warm and friendly. But in this particular case, I think it's an attractive sign. Quite frankly, there's no one that doesn't know where Superstition Springs Mall is. That's not a real good argument. But I think this sign will allow them to operate as many other destination malls do throughout the city. So I'd be willing to come back and in the next 6 months work on some sort of a modification when the mayor's out of town.
Okay. We have a motion and second. Any other discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is 5 ayes and 2 nays, so it does pass. Next item is item 13, items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak this evening?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. I think there is a graphic that they were going to throw up on the screen encouraging people and some information about voting tomorrow. Tomorrow is an election day, so they want to display that. There's a phone number there. If you have any questions, please use it, and we can give you some directions on how to turn in early ballots or where your polling place might be. All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Okay.